This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is March the 17th, and we start on this day in 1978 at the Limerick Civic Week Pop Talent Competition. There was a high school band there that had previously been called The Hype, and they went on to win the contest, earning a nice cash prize of about £500 or so, and the chance to record a demo for CBS Records. That band was U2. I wonder if they ever made it. On this day in 1979, the Talking Heads made their first major TV appearance, playing on American Bandstand. The performance of Take Me to the River went down really well, but the following interview was awkward at best. In the UK, on this day in 1967, Jimi Hendrix released one of his most iconic songs, Purple Haze. The track would climb as high as number 3. A few people were born on this day as well. Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship founder Paul Kantner. He and Grace Slick were in a relationship and had a child called China Wing Kantner. Anyway, Paul sadly passed away in 2016, but he would have been 82 years old today. Loving Spoonful legend, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer John Sebastian. He's celebrating his 79th birthday today. And for today's main show, we're going to stick with the birthday theme. Yes, born on this day in 1951 is Thin Lizzy guitarist Scott Gorham. The Guitar Hero from California linked up with Thin Lizzy in 1974. He and Brian Robertson were drafted in as twin lead attack following the departure of Eric Bell. Scott Gorham played with the band until Phil Lynott disbanded the group in 1983, and he played on the classic records Jailbreak, Bad Reputation, Chinatown, Johnny and the Fox and more, and on hits like The Boys Are Back in Town, Dancing in the Moonlight, Waiting for an Alibi, Sarah and Killer on the Loose. Scott resurrected the band in 1996 and has played with them sporadically ever since. Another member of the reformed group is guitar player Damon Johnson, and I spoke with Damon on episode 19 of Vintage Rock Pod, and here he talks about his love of the band and his admiration for Scott.
Thin Lizzy was, you know, they were on my Mount Rushmore of most influential bands on my life, on my music, my guitar playing, later on my songwriting, you know, just massive. And it still doesn't feel real, honestly, Paul. And I know for you guys over there in the UK, I mean, Thin Lizzy, they kind of occupy the same space that a band like Aerosmith does here, or a band like Van Halen does here in the US. Just one of the greatest bands of all time. So it's just been a joy, you know, to stand next to Scott Gorham, my hero, and now my great friend. You know, he's carried me to other places that I would have never gotten to go and perform. And, you know, the passion that Thin Lizzy fans have for the music, it rivals no other band. And the way that those fans accepted me and embraced, you know, whatever energy and whatever musicality I brought to it is just, again, mate, one of the great honors of my career, because I would be the same way. You know, if I went to see Thin Lizzy and they had a new guitar player, I would be standing there thinking, hey, this guy better be good. You know, he better be good or I'm going to get very frustrated. So, yeah, another career highlight for me. And I'm so proud to be a part of that story.
I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day, rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.